Part 3. Questions 23 to 30. You will hear a radio interview with a businessman called Brett Porter, who developed a product called Rainaway, a type of waterproof map. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B or C.
And today we're talking to Brett Porter, whose company developed the hugely successful all-weather maps called Rainaway. These are waterproof maps that can be used by people who ride motorbikes. Brett, welcome to the programme.
Thanks.
You actually invented Rainaway. How did that come about?
Well, anyone, like me, who rides a motorbike, understands the problem of ordinary maps falling to pieces when it's raining or windy. There are 3 million bikers just in the UK who I knew would be willing to pay for a solution to this problem. Nobody had ever produced something like Rainaway. I'd assumed it couldn't be done, that the costs were too great. But I was disappointed that my needs as a consumer weren't catered for, and people I knew kept encouraging me to develop and produce it as a business.
Was establishing the company difficult?
In fact, I already had my own company, a motorcycle courier firm, but this was completely different and involved setting up a new business. What I'd learned about pricing didn't seem to apply. I'd never dealt with a product as such, but I knew I understood the market better than most. If I could make the product, I'd be meeting a demand. However, knowing where to sell and how to get it into the shops was another matter.
I see.
But I was convinced the business would grow fast. I even entered the European Awards scheme for ideas for business startups. It had a first prize of 100,000 euros worth of software from Kroner Consulting. The awards were sponsored by Allianz Business Bank, and because I made the final shortlist, I was offered a 2% interest loan from them if I needed it. They organized a dinner for everyone on the shortlist, and I happened to get chatting to their senior business consultant, who gave me some invaluable financial advice. It really helped get me started.
Did you do any trial production of the maps?
Yes, I knew what they should look like, a strong cover and small enough to flick through quickly. But trials took 6 months. The difficulty was we had to use a really tough kind of plastic for the cover, and this had to be fed into the printer sheet by sheet, fine for a small output, but absolutely no good for large-scale production.
Did you have any trouble persuading a printing company to make Rainaway?
I thought I would. It wasn't really in a printer's interest to make a long-lasting product. The real difficulty, though, was my lack of a track record. They thought I was just planning a one-off print run or a very small-scale operation, which wouldn't be very profitable for them. Once I persuaded the boss of one firm that wasn't the case, he seemed willing to take a chance.
Do you use someone else's maps to make Rainaway from?
Yes, we use Hearn Publishing's. Of course, given they know they're a crucial supplier, there's a danger in a few years they might want to buy us out. But in the meantime, I have a protected trademark, and the people at Hearn Publishing realize it's better for them to let me use my knowledge and contacts to establish the business. The alternative for them would involve spending money on producing a rival product, which I know they would be reluctant to do.
You must be pleased with Rainaway's performance.
Absolutely. We launched Rainaway in September 2001 and sold 200,000 maps in the first year alone. In the last couple of years, the company turned over in excess of £700,000, our best result so far, which isn't bad when you consider our maps retail at £10 to £24 each.
Very impressive. What's next for Rainaway? Do you plan to extend your range?
I already have plenty of other ideas for the longer term, but that's all I can say for now. I've been devoting a lot of time recently to facilitating expansion by setting up a call center to deal with mail order sales. That's just opened with a staff of 25. I now need to concentrate on our advertisements. They've been very popular so far, but it's tough coming up with new ideas to continue to attract attention.
I wish you luck.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part three. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. That is the end of the test.